Carrière sur la Web Rock Station, Vinnie Times, le Classic Rock Radio, en direct avec nous, Mr. Steve Grimmett. Hi Steve, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great. I'm great. Yes. Okay, yeah, it's much better now. Okay. So, yeah. Steve, welcome tonight on Too Funny in Rock show, okay?
Well, thank you very much.
Yes. Welcome on the Web Rock Station, Vinyl Times, Classic Rock Radio. We are located in Paris, France. We have a great audience from France to the North Africa, Algeria, Tunisia, and some European countries as well as Germany, of course, England, Spain, and Italy, because our system distribution is Amazon.
Yeah. Okay, right, yeah.
Yeah, it's a new kind of web rock station, you know.
Yeah.
It's an internet. So, Steve, your new album At the Geist out last year in October. In October last year, okay? Starts very strongly with the following tracks: At the Geist and Venom, a powerful heavy metal served by an efficient rhythmic and a good production.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great album. I love doing it. I was going through a lot of mental issues at the time, to be fair, because obviously, you know, I lost my leg. I ended up with PTSD with that, and I lost my brother as well. He died, and the whole thing just got on top of me and was not a great time for me, but I think we came up with a great album.
Ouais, effectivement. Donc Steve Grimmett, il nous revient avec, non, il nous est revenu l'an passé, notamment en octobre. Le 11 octobre est sorti le nouvel album, le Steve Grimmett Grim Reaper est sorti, tout simplement. L'album s'appelle At the Geist. Quelle leçon de courage, en tout cas, il a donné au monde du heavy metal, et même pas qu'au monde du heavy metal, au monde en général, parce que effectivement, il a eu un gros problème de santé, il a perdu une jambe, effectivement, il a aussi perdu son frère en même temps, quasiment en simultané, tout ça. C'était très, très dur à vivre, et en même temps il a réussi à enregistrer un album. Ouais, c'est quand même balèze, c'est vraiment balèze, et en tout cas c'est ça à propos, ça force un énorme respect, quoi. So we enter the album with the title What Lies Beneath, with the melody and the chorus which are pretty well done.
Yes, yeah, they were done by a friend of mine. In fact, it's Steve Morrissey who plays in Tyson Dog. Mm-hmm. I believe that they've played out there in France several times. And he offered his services some time ago. And basically, we had a quick chat as to what I wanted. And he came up with that. And then I gave him free rein for everything else. And he's done a really good job, hasn't he?
Ouais, effectivement. Donc il y a un membre qui a produit l'album, je crois, hein, des Tyson Dog notamment, qui était avec lui, et ouais, ils ont fait un gros boulot. En tout cas, c'est vrai que la production elle est catchy, elle est rentre dedans, c'est très heavy metal, et les titres, hein, bah, dès que vous en écoutez un, vous en écoutez un deuxième, un troisième, et puis finalement à la fin vous apercevez que vous avez écouté tout l'album. C'est très bon, en tout cas, c'est ouais, pour passionner, en tout cas c'est vraiment ciblé pour passionner heavy metal. Steve, I felt immediately that you put a lot of musical experience, because this guitar's riff is eternal on this album.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all, you know, the whole thing comes from within us. Mm-hmm. And the guys understood what I was writing, because At the Geist basically is about me when I lost my leg. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I came very, very close to dying. So the whole thing is sort of centered around that. So, you know, they knew what it was all about, and I think they've captured it quite well, to be fair.
Ouais, donc alors effectivement, je vous dis, c'est vrai, oui, comme je l'ai demandé, hein, il a mis vraiment son expérience, toute son expérience en tout cas dans cet album. Et vraiment, il y a un titre comme ça qui sort vraiment du lot, qui s'appelle What Lies Beneath, hein, qu'on vient juste d'écouter. Ce titre est vraiment bon parce qu'il y a du riff à l'intérieur, et les riffs de heavy metal sont vraiment éternels. Pourquoi éternels? Parce que pour les passionnés, il y a toujours ces fameux riffs, ta ta da 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 da, ça attaque, c'est crunchy, c'est ce qu'on aime, quoi. On aime des guitares qui sont qui sont crunchy, qui sont qui rentrent dedans, et ces riffs là seront éternels, quoi, toujours là, toujours là, toujours là. And the title What Lies Beneath is effective, really written for the stage.
Yeah, it always is. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's always when we write, we always think about our fans and what they would like.
Yes.
And you know, basically it's anthemic rock, and so they can sing it to us, and that's pretty much what happens, you know. And you know, like I say, it is written with the fans in mind, so, and it always will be.
Ouais, comme effectivement, le site a été fait pour les fans. Hein. Les fans, c'est ce qu'ils veulent. Hein. Ils veulent aller au concert, ils veulent prendre des riffs de guitare dans la tête. Bah voilà, c'est ça. Donc en fait, ils ont écrit ces titres-là. C'est ciblé ça, quoi, en fait. And the hand that rocks the cradle and a knock at the door follow on the same fast tempo.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, they do. Except the content of that one is mm-hmm. basically about your mother. And you know, that was all the sort of things that went through my mind when I was in hospital, almost dying. So you know, there's lots of stuff like that in there, and references to that.
Ouais, effectivement, quoi. Et donc pareil, hein, les titres sont assez personnels, notamment écrit aussi lorsqu'il était à l'hôpital. Il y a un titre comme ça, The End That Rocks and the Cradle and the Knock at the Door. Ils sont aussi personnels, mais en même temps dans l'album, hein, surtout musicalement, que je souhaitais parler, c'était toujours, c'est tout dans le même tempo, quoi. And the references are unifying, because on stage I can imagine your fans raising their fist in the air singing the song with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I always encourage them to do that, because, you know, we look after our fans, because without them we wouldn't be doing what we do, and so every show is for them. We always make a point of after the show going out and meeting everybody that have stayed for photographs and having stuff signed. So it's, you know, we do look after our fans, always have done.
Ouais. Comme j'ai expliqué, effectivement. Donc ensuite, ces titres-là, donc on imagine bien en concert les fans, les poings levés, chantant avec lui toutes les chansons comme ça en chœur et tout. Les refrains sont unificateurs. Ouais, c'est ça. C'est exactement ça, quoi. D'ailleurs, il a même esquissé un sourire. C'est cool, quoi. En direct avec nous, Steve Grimmett, notamment ancien chanteur de Grim Reaper. Il a une carrière énorme, notamment Château, Lion's Heart, Grim Reaper, notamment. Ouais, on connaît sa carrière. C'est un grand monsieur, un grand bonhomme. Une légende aussi du heavy metal anglais, legendary lead singer of heavy metal notamment, ça c'est clair, c'est Steve Grimmett. Voici le track listing donc de l'album sorti en octobre 2019. Ça démarre avec At the Gates, en 2 Venom, en 3 What Lies Beneath, en 4 The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, en 5 Knock at the Door, en 6 Rush, en 7 Only When I Sleep, en 8 Line Them Up, en 9 Breakneck Speed, en 10 Under the Hammer, en 11, Shadow in the Dark. Le line-up, c'est Steve Grimmett au chant. À la guitare, c'est Ian Nash. Martin Trail à la basse et Paul White à la batterie. Ouais. Ça, c'est superbe. En tout cas, je suis très, très heureux. Enfin, ce soir, avec notamment Olivier, Chris Garrel, Madame Rock, sommes heureux d'avoir une telle légende comme ça en direct du heavy metal anglais. Ouais, c'est super bien, quoi. Ça, c'est... Waouh, c'est classe. So. Next question. Do you remember... what do you remember from your shows at the festival in France? Like FIM on October 2018 and Pyrrhon Warrior same year, and the 2 years before in 2016, and the Fall of Summer. What do you remember that?
Yes, well, Fall of Summer was the very first time we played in France.
Wow.
As Grim Reaper, and it was the whole show, the whole thing was fantastically set up, and we had an absolute blast. And again, you know, we had a lot of fans there who came to see us, and we had a blast. So I'm hoping that they did. And then FIM was well, that again was a fantastic gig, festival, and but we had just finished. In fact, we flew into the UK from the States. We had just done a 6-week tour of the States. So we flew in, we got picked up that morning and then driven to Fiume and played the gig that night. So it was a whirlwind, to be fair, but it was a great show. It was an awesome show, that one that we wouldn't have missed. So, yeah, it was really cool.
Ok, donc alors effectivement, il y a eu 3 beaux festivals français notamment qui ont reçu Steve Grimmett notamment. Il y a eu donc d'abord le Fall of Summer qui était la première date donc de Grim Reaper après tant d'années effectivement. Donc ils sont joués au Fall of Summer, beaucoup de gens se sont déplacés pour les voir et tout. Ils ont eu une superbe après-midi en tout cas. Et là, ils ont passé, comme il dit, we had a blast. Notamment, c'était génial, c'était top, c'était ouais, ça tuait quoi. Donc ça, il en est très heureux, il en garde un excellent souvenir. Ensuite, il y a eu le Fiume notamment en octobre 2018. Et le live à The Pyrenean Warrior Open Air, notamment du côté du Pays Basque français. En tout cas, c'était waouh, c'était dingue. En tout cas, ouais, il en garde un excellent souvenir. Steve, what are you planning for the next year?
Well, I've literally just got off the phone with my agent, and we are possibly looking at starting in February of 2022.
Okay.
So we are, you know, the reason that we're doing that is because we want to see how the coronavirus plays out. I will be probably doing one-off festivals here and there, but nothing has come in yet, and I can see why, obviously, because of the coronavirus. So it will start in the States in 2022 February, and hopefully everything then by then will start to open up and we can start playing on a regular basis like we did, you know, because I do this for a living, this is my job, and I really want to get on and do it.
Ok, donc alors pour le moment effectivement les prochaines réalisations concernant Steve, ça sera pour 2022. Donc là il attend que ça dégage cette histoire de virus et ensuite ils vont attaquer pour 2022 notamment, bon j'espère déjà un nouvel album et ainsi que des dates en tout cas. Ça c'est vraiment important quoi. Steve, next question. Back in 1993, you auditioned for Iron Maiden. You know Ron Smallwood, your old friend, the manager of Iron Maiden. Yes. Very well.
Yes. That's correct. I didn't audition, unfortunately. I didn't get that far, but apparently I was third in line. Mm-hmm. But yes, I did do that, and I would have liked the job. I think I would have done as good a job as anybody else, and I was disappointed I didn't get the job, but it was just one of those things, really. We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But no, at the end of the day, I wasn't disappointed as much as I thought I would be. And I'm not terribly happy with the way that Blaze Bailey got treated, but, you know, who am I?
Yeah. Which song you sing on the tape? Did you sing a song? Did you sing a demo tape?
I just think I sent them some of my Grim Reaper stuff.
Ah, okay.
Is all I did. Yeah, I didn't do any of that stuff. I have sung Iron Maiden songs on a couple of tribute albums.
Yes,
I did those, but I didn't do any of their songs. I just sent them a couple of Grim Reaper songs.
Yes, I saw Number of the Beast tribute on Iron Maiden with your voice. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Donc effectivement, son ami à l'époque, donc son ami qui est grand manager de Ron Smallwood d'Iron Maiden, l'avait appelé hein, pour lui demander tout simplement s'il pouvait participer donc participer au remplacement de Bruce Dickinson. Il a juste envoyé son matériel concernant Grim Reaper à l'époque et puis envoyé les titres et tout. Donc ils ont juste écouté pour Et si vous voulez les titres d'Iron Maiden notamment, donc il l'a fait plus tard, notamment concernant un tribute, mais voilà. Mais en fait, le fait que Ron Smallwood lui ait demandé, ça l'a vraiment touché, ça l'a vraiment marqué, quoi. So, next question. Do you still remember the famous Texas Jam on 1985 with Deep Purple, Scorpion, Night Ranger, Bon Jovi, with Grim Reaper in front of 83,000 people. Wow.
I will never, ever forget it. It was the biggest show we've ever done. We got it because we sold a lot of albums in Texas, and that's one of the reasons we got the position of doing that show. And I think we did it proud. There were so many things happened that day, we ended up being picked up to go to the show in a limo, and the driver decided not to go in directly. He would indirectly go into beat traffic, and he got us lost. And we ended up at this police station, and he went in and said, "Can you give me directions to the stadium?" And the guy came out with two albums that his sons had got, and he said, "If you sign these, I'll give you an escort to the stadium." Okay, yeah, fine. So we had this police car with his sirens on, escorting us to the show. But we got there 20 minutes. We had 20 minutes by the time we got there to get ready for the show.
Oh,
and I'm glad we did, because if I'd have gone out and seen that amount of people there, I would have, well, I don't know what I'd have done. I know when I got on stage, my mouth dried up and everything, and it was like, it was incredible, but we did a good show.
Ouais, quelle mémoire en tout cas. 1985, le Texas Jam, notamment une affiche de la mort, comme il dit, quoi. Deep Purple, Scorpion, Night Ranger, Bon Jovi, avec Grim Reaper, notamment devant 83 000 personnes. Steve Grimmett, il s'en souvient, notamment, rien qu'ils sont arrivés quasiment 20 minutes avant le show, notamment escortés par la police, ils cherchaient leur direction en tout cas. Ouais, il a une grande mémoire, il a une très bonne mémoire. It's engraved forever in your mind and in your heart. Wow, what a day.
It is. It really is. It was a fantastic day. And, you know, to see a sea of people reacting to you, it was something, like I say, I will never forget. Mm. So it was really cool.
Do you think one day, or are you okay for one day, for writing a book of your career, of your life?
Yes, I am. I'm still thinking about it, to be quite honest with you. There's no way that I'm good enough to write it on my own, and I have a writer that's going to help me.
Okay.
We obviously just need to get this coronavirus thing out of the way, and then we can get together, and yes, you'll get a book.
Effectivement, je vais poser la question, est-ce qu'il allait écrire ses mémoires, sa carrière comme ça, parce que on est quand même impatient de lire des belles histoires comme il en a vécu. Il y en a eu des très bonnes et d'autres moins bonnes, ça c'est ça une carrière. Et Steve Grimmett, c'est vraiment, je vous dis, hein, c'est vraiment une grande personne, c'est vraiment un grand chanteur, en tout cas de heavy metal, the new era of British heavy metal. Il a marqué son temps, en tout cas il y a eu de très très belles choses, notamment chez Onslaught, chez Grim Reaper, je me souviens du titre See You in Hell, etc. En tout cas, ouais, c'est un grand monsieur qu'on a en direct ce soir. Steve, just before the end, I'd like to add that you are giving a really nice lesson in courage and what a strength you have within you.
Yes, it's a lot of people have said that. To be quite honest, I have... It all came naturally. And the reason it did was because I didn't want to give up. I wasn't ready to quit. And I certainly wasn't going to let that happen by losing my leg. You know, when I went into a lot of training once I got home from Ecuador, as soon as I could, I got a prosthetic leg and I worked my ass off so I could get back up on stage. And in fact, it was just shy of 6 months from the time I lost my leg to the time I got back on the stage at the Headbangers, not Headbangers Ball. I can't remember what it was now, but yeah, it was Headbangers Open Air, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was fantastic. The reception I got was stunning, but it's apparently helped a lot of other people, me being what they call courageous over what happened. But to be quite honest with you, it wasn't really a courage for me. It was my sheer determination not to give up playing music and playing it live. And I still think that. And, you know, apart from this coronavirus, I would have been out on stage at the end of this month in the States again. But, you know, I have to wait now. But it's if it makes one person happier in their life about what I've done and how I've achieved what I do, I'm glad it happened.
Ouais, il est très heureux effectivement, vu les circonstances qu'il a vécues, vu son histoire, donc je vous ai dit, hein, son problème de santé concernant sa jambe, ensuite la perte de son frère, le temps de revenir, faire un album, remonter sur scène au Headbangers Festival, en tout cas, ouais, ça a été, pour lui, c'est la musique, écrire de la musique et être sur scène, voilà, c'est ça sa vie, effectivement. Steve, thank you very much. Thank you so much. I wish you the best for the future. But please, do you have a message for the audience tonight?
I do. Thank you for interviewing me. That's really, really cool. And I'm glad I got the time to spend with you. Fans, thank you very, very much for your support. Thank you very much for your continued support. And thank you very much for your future support. I can't wait to meet you all again. Take care.
Ok, n'oubliez pas de passer aussi sur le site, hein, de Steve Grimmett, Grim Reapers notamment, pour aller acheter l'album. L'album est disponible, je rappelle, qui s'appelle Izzy Gates. Il est sorti déjà depuis en octobre 2019. Hell yeah, sur la Will Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Continuons en musique avec le titre Venom, Steve Grimmett's Grim Reapers. C'est sur 213 Rock, c'est sur la Will Rock Station, Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. Mm-hmm.